Hi, come in and sit down, but I won't stay for this one if you don't mind. I've done some silly things in my life, but when I think of this time and the way I behaved, well, I really could kick myself. There was more to it, though, than I knew at the time. And at least I did get one thing right here. Oh, I know I'm talking in riddles. Tell you what, I'll just start the recording for you. We present Bert's Place. Hi everyone, Bert here. It's been a long time since I've been here. I hope your year is going well so far. Ours has been, well, interesting, to say the least. Teely, my beautiful new elfin bride, and I really enjoyed our Christmas holidays, which we spent at home with my employer Brian, his partner Elle, and Bites, our furry purple pet, who arrived magically sometime last summer. We all knew that three magical creatures and two humans living all together in one flat was a gamble. Teely said it would need a little adjustment and a lot of forbearance on all our parts before we all got used to the new regime. Teely's usually right about most things, but not this time. It needed a lot of adjustment and a huge heaping helping of forbearance on all our parts. And as we all know, forbearance is not always my strong suit. One of the mod cons Teely installed in our magically extended part of the flat which had been my closet was an intercom so that if Brian or Elle needed me, they could call without having to actually ring the doorbell. A bright idea, we thought. Wrong! That intercom always seemed to be jingling in those early days, until I was ready to tear it out of the wall. Before our wedding, it had been decided that Teely would take up her new job in Elfhold at the beginning of the new year, working from Tuesdays to Thursdays in Elfhold and from Fridays to Mondays here in the human world. All too soon, it was Teely's first Tuesday morning away and she had to get ready to leave. What with one thing and another, it was a bit fraught.
Now, let's see. Work clothes, casuals, underwear, night things. Shut up, Bites. Yes, you're a lovely boy, but be quiet now and let me think. Where was I? Wash things, makeup, jewellery. Have I got my phone? No, lead poison. But, where did I put my phone, darling?
What?
Oh, turn that thing off, can't you? I can hardly hear myself think. What are you doing, anyway?
Only my check-in.
Well, it'll keep for a while, won't it? Sir, do come and help me or I'm going to be late.
Calm down, honey. Your phone's next door in...
Bert, do you know where those Radio Caroline launch programs for 1983 are?
Yes, Brian, on the iDrive. In the Radio Caroline folder.
I found it.
Oh, good.
Now, pass, money, wristicator, handbag, yes, I think that's everything.
Teely, is Bites in there with you?
Yes, Elle. We've just fed him. And if he's not in there with you, where else is he going to be? Oh, I wish I didn't have to stay away overnight. I'm going to miss you so much.
Oh, I know. It's going to be miserable without you. You will phone, won't you?
Of course I will, Zahan. Oh, it's getting late. I'd better go.
Take care of yourself, honey.
I will.
Oh, this is rubbish. Teely, you know I...
Bert, sweetie, when you've got a minute, could you come in here and make a cup of tea?
Oh, Zlent, Zlent and Zlent.
Yes, speak.
A happy new year, Mr. Bilby.
Oh, keep your idiotic human greetings to yourself, young collar chart.
Well, that's nice, I must say. In a good mood, I take it. Where are you?
Same place as you, by the sound. In a floater, heading for work. Is this call in aid of anything? Or did that long tongue of yours fancy some exercise? What?
Ooh, we are in a good mood. Then I take it you haven't heard anything from our wily friends since the recent nuptials. No, in regard to one twisted bracelet and one severely mangled pair of cufflinks.
For iron's sake, mind what you're saying, Miss Rainbow Drop. Wolves have ears, don't you know?
That's Mrs. Rainbow Drop to you. And don't worry, I'm being careful. Seriously, Mr. Bilby, you haven't heard anything?
No, I haven't. But that's not to say I won't. Go on being careful, young Teely. Our friend won't take kindly to not getting his own way. And he's no one to get on the wrong side of. Watch your back. I mean always.
I remember. Will I see you later?
No, I wouldn't be at all surprised. I've got to go to training this morning. Size up the new blood. What? But I'll be in this afternoon, and I'll need to see you. I've got to show you over your new office. Lots of new tech for you to learn. In the meantime, you can spend the morning in personnel.
What?
Yes, I gather they've one or two forms for you to fill in. Just tying up the odd loose end. You know, the accident, the regeneration, the absence without leave, things like that.
Oh, no!
They seem to want to see you quite badly.
Oh, help! You know Miss Roby. She'll keep me up to my ears in paperwork until Lent turns to goat. Can't you fast-track it?
I wouldn't dream of doing such a thing. Rules are rules, Tilly McGill. They're the pillars of our society, don't you know? You'd never catch me breaking Nelfeld's rules. Now, I can't sit around talking to you all day. Some of us have work to do.
There, lunch is all cleared away now.
Thanks so much, sweetie. That was gorgeous as ever.
It's okay.
I really want to go on with our book now. It's getting ever so good. Shall I fire up the app?
Not this afternoon, Elle. No, Bites. I can't play with you now. Look, Elle, I'm no company for anyone and I need to think. I'm going to go next door for a while if you don't mind.
But...
What?
Come here, please.
Oh, what now?
You've been sulking and snapping at me all morning and it's gone on long enough. We need to talk. Can you come up?
I'd rather not. What's all this about?
I could ask you that. Look, if there's something wrong between you and Teely...
No, there is not. Don't you dare say there is.
Hey, that's enough of that. Look, I know it's hard, her being away. But is that the only reason you're in such a temper with me? And worse, with poor little Bites who can't understand it? Or is there something else?
No, nothing. Except...
Yes?
Except I don't think this was such a good idea after all.
What wasn't such a good idea? Talk sense.
Our living here after we were married, if you really want to know, it's not working. I think we'd have more Zlanny privacy in a crowded lep colony than we do here.
What?
There. You asked. I've told you. Oh, Bites, get out of my way.
Afternoon. I'm clear the way there. Afternoon. Silver sand. What's going on? Why are you all standing around here clattering and chattering? Get back to work this instant! Oh, it's you.
Afternoon, Bilby.
What do you mean by making yourself at home in my office? At my desk, if you please. Why, of all the impudent, impertinent...
Sit down, Bilby, sit down. Shut up, cut the buster and listen to me. We've got a problem.
Yes, I know.
A very serious problem, and if we don't get it fixed soon, we're all going to feel the heat. You, her, the Bureau, even me.
Now, pull the other ear. I hear they made you a white. Whites don't have problems. Everything they do is right, and everything they say must be true. We all know that.
You know a lot about whites, Bilby, so you must also know that whites like to stay white. If they were to get reclassified to, say, beige or even grey, they wouldn't be happy. Not happy at all.
Are you threatening me?
Not at all. Just telling you one of the many reasons that we have to get this problem fixed.
Well... Do you have some ideas, or are you going to talk like a bad elf-net soap all day?
That mouth of yours is going to get you into trouble one of these days, but never mind that now. You're the one that's going to provide the ideas. After all, we did all the legwork. We had the perfect setup. New job, new quarters, expensive monitor ready to go. Then someone tipped her off and bingo! All of our plans down the drain. White 12 was not happy.
White... White 12?
Yes, trust you, Bilby. You didn't just tick me off. You ticked off the great white chief of all Elfhold himself. And I don't understand why you did it. So tell me, Bilby. Tell me why you decided to louse up the most important operation in 100 years.
Because you don't know 23716, and I do.
Oh, really?
Yes. There have been rumors about those devices, and some of them have been pretty close to the truth. Teela's loyal and brave. She'd never let herself be forced or tricked. Once she knew what that monitor could do, she'd have gone into the dark rather than use it near the humans, her husband and her adopted daughter. She'd never help with Red Zero if there was any chance of them being endangered.
What did you say?
Now close your mouth, you look ridiculous. Do you think I'm a fool? Do you think I don't know why I've been stuck here running this bureau for the last 300 years while non-entities like you get the top jobs over my head? You might hoodwink everyone else with the reams of rubbish that gets churned out of here every week. But not me. Not after all these years. Red Zero. That's what we're trying to find. That's what pays our wages. That's what this whole Mercury Bureau is all about.
Shut up, do you hear? Shut up or I'll call security right here, right now.
But I thought you wanted ideas, Garvey. I'll give you an idea. If you want Teela to do the job, you'll have to level with her.
What?
Yes, if she knows what you're after and why... And if you assure her that there's no danger to her or her family, then you'll find there's no better worker in Elfhold.
Let me get this straight. You want me to divulge Elfhold's white-hot secrets to an unstable regenerant with manipulative tendencies, an alcohol problem, and a near reclassification on her record? Have I got that right? Yes, I do think you're a fool, Bilby. A complete... Mercury Fool.
Yes?
Bert, could you possibly come into the den? We need to talk about what happened earlier. Bites is having a sleep. It's a good time.
Oh, I'm sorry, El. You know what my temper can be like. We do need to talk, but it shouldn't have been like that. And I didn't need to take it out on Bites. Is he okay?
Yes, he's fine. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Now, El... sweetie. Sorry. You first.
Well, it's just that Zlent intercom. We know it's got to be there, but lately it seems like it's been going off every 5 minutes.
Oh, but that's hardly fair.
That's how it feels, El. Think how you'd feel if it was you. There you'd be, trying to talk about something, watch a TV programme or just spend some time together, and right in the middle, ring, 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 and you get asked a question or called away. We just feel like we can't relax because we never know when that bell's going to ring.
I do see your point, but you were sent here... by Shauna Sharon to look after us. Well, to look after Brian. Are you saying you don't want to do that anymore?
No, of course I'm not. According to my contract, Brian or you have the right to call on me whenever you need me. You've been more than good to me ever since I've known you. That's what makes this all so hard. Because...
Because what, sweetie?
Don't, El. I can't bear it. You won't call me that when you hear.
Tell me.
I can't do that anymore. I can't live like that. Either we have to arrange some kind of downtime for Teela and me, or I'm going to have to ask Shauna Sharon to relieve me of this post.
You're not serious.
That's what he said.
Do you think he means it, or is it just Bert in one of his tempers?
I wish I could say it was. He was in a right old strop earlier. You know, all the signs, banging things down, sulking and snapping, even at poor Bites.
Oh, honestly, there's no need for that.
I know, but the point is that after he'd done his little outburst thing and gone off like he does...
Slammed the door?
Yep,
Anyway, when he calmed down, he was perfectly normal, only, all deflated. I haven't seen him like that since he and Teeny broke up. He wouldn't come up and he didn't do the tears thing. He was deadly serious. Just told me straight out that he couldn't live like this anymore. And either we'd have to work something out or they'd have to go.
Then that's what they'll have to do.
What?
Look, Elle, I know how you feel about Bert, but try and put that aside a minute and think about this. We've both done our best for Bert, more than our best. Can you think of anything he's asked for that we haven't given him?
Not off the top of my head, no.
No. The time off, the wages, the holidays at Claire Glorious, the parties we've organised, the use of my old house when his niece needed a place to stay, the month's leave he's taken recently. I could go on.
I know, love. Calm down.
Yes, but whatever we do is not enough. Technically, he's not even allowed to be married. Do you know that? I was reading the small print in his contract before the wedding because I wanted to know exactly where I stood. And it said that a working leprechaun was only allowed to be married with his employer's written consent and with the proviso that he carried on his employment as before.
Does it really say that?
Yes, it really does. Did he ask for our written consent? No, he did not. He just calmly told us that he was going to marry Teely and then said, would you let us live here or shall I leave and we'll go somewhere else?
He's been behaving since they got back, though.
Do you think? Is he really the Bert we used to know, Elle? Is he that cheerful, friendly, polite, conscientious, hard worker we both would have done anything for?
Not really. He always seems to want to be somewhere else.
Right. And now he says that we've got to rewrite his contract. Well, I'll tell you something, Elle. We can't. Shauna Sharon wrote the contract and it can't be changed.
He didn't say anything about a contract, B. He said work something out between us.
He doesn't know what he's asking. He's asking for a change in his working hours. That's a contractual matter and it's out of my hands. There has to be some kind of line that he can't cross. This is it.
But B, everyone has a right to reasonable working hours. However difficult he's being, I've got some sympathy with him. Think how he'd feel if it was us. Surely he has the same rights as everyone else.
Elle, listen to me. This is important. If a human worked under the same kind of conditions as a normal working leprechaun, one that works to a Shauna Sharon contract, we'd call him a slave. They have no rights in the human world. Their humans must provide a minimum upkeep for them, but that's all. Of course Shauna Sharon safeguards against their workers being brutalised or really badly treated, but there's bad treatment and bad treatment. I've studied that contract hard, and someone could get away with a lot before Shauna Sharon would intervene.
Oh, Lord.
The point is this. Bert, in fact all working leps, train for years to work in our world. I've no idea why. They're doing what they've trained all their lives for. What they want to do. They've no conception of what rights are.
But we're not talking about LEP workers in general. We're talking about Bert, our friend, part of our family. I can't think of him as a LEP with no rights in our world.
But when it comes down to it, that's what he is. Bert would be considered well-treated, even spoiled rotten by most LEPs. In fact, by talking to his family, I know that's exactly what he is. But he doesn't know anything about his rights. He only knows what he wants for himself. But, Elle, if we always give him everything he wants, where's it going to end?
So we plant our feet on this line we can't cross and risk losing our friend rather than try to come to some kind of compromise? Is that what you're really saying?
Oh, I don't know. Let me think it over till Thursday night. We'll decide over the weekend. Where's Bert now?
He's next door. Oh, after he dropped his bombshell, it was just so awkward. We didn't know what to say to each other. I sent him back to his place.
Well, damn well make him come out again. He's not going to sit in there till next Thursday. I've got plenty he can be doing, and I'm not having you left alone either.
But...
No buts. Get him out of that closet, Elle. While he's still here, he's our LEP. And he's going to do his job.
Here, here we are. Santair, Pink Pentagon District, flat 23716. My new place. Let's see if my palm and voice print works. Tilly 23716, Tilly 23716. Lights, level 2, soft rosy. Oh, yes. Very luxurious. Oh, now, let's see if they've sort of stock up the...
Well, good evening, my dear. We meet at last. Oh, don't bother trying to leave. I've taken the liberty of sealing the door behind you. If you're thinking of calling security, I think I should tell you that communications are temporarily disabled. I thought it best that our little talk not be overheard.
You...
Careful, my dear. I'd hate for you to say anything that you might regret later. Why don't you sit down and have a drink? I believe this is your favorite, unless you really like that spinach water and flower sap the leprechauns feed you.
I wouldn't drink anything you offered me if I were dying of thirst. Do you think I'm completely stupid?
I'll excuse myself from answering that question. After all, I'd hate to insult a lady. Now sit down, my dear, and let's talk.
Oh, very well. Mr. Garvey, if you think I'm as stupid as all that, then why are you here at all? I mean, before now, if anyone had asked me, I would have said you were just a toad.
Well, thank you.
A bootlicker. Somebody who pulled his way up the ladder, sucking up to the people above him and never even noticing those below.
Thank you again.
In the normal way of things, you wouldn't concern yourself with a little squib like me in a million years. And yet, here you are, trying to trick me into putting on an expensive monitor-cater device when for all you knew I might easily have consented to wear it. Then, when that goes wrong, you go to all the trouble of bypassing security and breaking into my flat. Now, why would that be? Could it possibly be because I have something you need? Or possibly want?
Well, my, my. You do have some brains, after all. One wouldn't think it to look at your recent record. You know, it's a pity you didn't marry that idiot boss of yours.
What?
Oh, he's totally besotted, and if he would have taken such a sensible step, there's no knowing what you could have made of yourself. But no, you had to take up with an outsider. Security risk.
You leave my private life out of this and cut the uranium.
Language. Language.
Enough trading insults. It's late, and I'm tired. What do you want?
I want you to do a job for me. That fool Bilby says I can't force you or trick you into doing it. But if I leveled with you and convinced you that it needed doing, well, he says you're a good worker. I hope he's right, because I'm about to tell you a white-hot secret. Do you know what that means?
Of course, but I'm not a spy. I don't have security clearance for white...
Shut up and listen. If I say you have clearance, then you have it. Now... Haven't you ever wondered why the Bureau of Human Studies has been running for the past 700 years?
I don't know. Scientific research.
Scientific research? That's just a front. 1,500-page papers on the difference between American football and soccer. Wordy papers on intensive versus free-range farming. Lengthy symposiums on the emergence of the smartphone and its similarity to elfin technology. It doesn't mean a mercury thing.
Then what?
I'll tell you. We want to know about humans. Not what they make, or do, or have. We want to know what makes them tick. Right down to their genes.
But why? Why is it so important?
Look around at Elfhold Teely. Look at what it is. Hedonistic. Materialistic. We've lost something. Our elflings are raised in pods. Led, most of them have never seen their parents. I never saw mine. Did you see yours? Well, never mind. All I'm saying is, you work because it's the law. You take the aptitude test at 15. You train. You work. Marriage? What's that? Do you know what the marriage quotient is in the self-hold? 5%. At 30, you take a quick trip to your nearest repro lab. One little snooze, out in an hour, and Elfhold can carry on for another few years. I don't have to go on. Oh, sure, we have luxury, money, magic, technology, shallow friendships and attachments. Do we have anything more?
Yes, some of us do.
A few, a tiny percentage who retain what we're trying to find. The thing that makes the humans different. The thing that made you risk everything to marry that stupid leprechaun. The thing that made him willing to give up his magic rather than give up his adopted daughter.
Hold on. I'm not hearing this. Please don't tell me you're trying to isolate... love.
You are stupid after all, aren't you? It's a lot more than that. It doesn't have a name. And the fact that you're smirking in that superior way shows exactly why you'll never make a white.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, sir now, is it?
This might not have a name, but it's a good thing. What do you want me to do?
Now we're talking. First, what I want you to do is risky for you, because you can't tell anyone, not even your husband. We don't need awkward questions from him. That means you're going to have to keep a very big secret forever. Also, it goes without saying, if the humans find out, they won't like it.
The humans I can handle, but not tell Bart? I don't know.
Well, decide, and fast. Of course, it would have been better if you knew nothing about this job at all. That's why we wanted to get the monitor on you. We could have kept an eye on our loose cannon and put a sleepwalk on you.
You don't have to explain. Hypnosis. Brain manipulation. Something like that.
No need to look like that. Unethical, but safer for you.
Well, assuming I agree to any of this, what is it you want me to do?
It's very simple. We want you to pop one of those humans with a Cyteria capsule.
Tell me you're joking.
Think about it, 23716. We get those little suckers into the bloodstream and we have that human down. All the senses, what it thinks, what it feels, everything it knows, everything it cares about and why. Come on, you can do this. One simple sleep spell, one little pop. And you can go right back to reporting on what they had for dinner, as long as you can stand the monotony.
Side effects?
Of course not. We need our little human fully functional. I promise you, it won't feel a thing.
Oh, there you are. Feeling any better?
Yes, thanks. What are you up to?
Doing what Brian told me to do in his email. I'll have finished all those jobs he gave me by the time he gets home. And as for looking after you properly, I've made you some soup. It's just got to go through the blender.
You didn't have to do this, Bert. You know I can't normally eat on these kinds of days.
Well, I thought I'd better make something. Have to earn my wages, after all.
That's enough! Turn that thing off!
Oh, I can't do that. It isn't smooth yet. I know how you hate lumps in soup.
Turn it off, I say! This minute! Do you want me to give you an order?
That was uncalled for.
Your behaviour is uncalled for. I don't care what Brian says. I can't deal with it. Get out of here, go back to your place and stay there until Brian gets back tomorrow. Then we'll decide where to go from there.
Whatever you say, Elle.
Bert?
Yes?
Is this how you want it to end?
What do you mean?
I mean, everything we three built. Everything we went through for the last 2 years. Our friendship. Our closeness. Our trust in each other. Is this how you want it to end?
No. No, I don't.
Well, thank goodness for that, at least. We have somewhere to start from. Now, let's see if we can find some other common ground before all this goes too far.
Don't cry. Everything's... Oh, look. Give me a hand up.
Here you go. Wow, I don't remember the last time you sat on my lap. Isn't that sad?
But, Elle...
Oh, I know, but it's not just that. I used to think I knew all your moods. What you thought, what you felt, how things would make you react. Now, I look at you, and it's like looking at a stranger. I hardly know you at all anymore.
People change, Elle. I've told you that before. I feel like everything's been turned upside down inside me since Teely's accident. Well, it started happening before that. It's like I used to see everything in black and white. Right and wrong, good and bad, what I wanted and what I didn't. Now it's all different. I've got someone else to think of as well as myself. Someone whose happiness is just as important, possibly more important than my own. I don't know why everything suddenly got so complicated.
It's called growing up, sweetie. It's bound to happen to you sometime, you know.
Well, that figures. And nothing about it is easy. El, can't you understand how torn I am? I trained all my life to jump when a human said jump. When that bell rings, my deepest instinct wants to jump up like a jack-in-the-box and do whatever it is you need, whatever time of the day it is. And then I see the look on Teely's face when we've been interrupted in the middle of something. An important conversation. A quiet time. Something she wanted to show me. Or during a meal she cooked specially. I see her try to be brave about it or make a joke. Sometimes I see her trying not to cry. And I want to say to low country with you both. But what can I do? I have to go. It's my job.
Oh, sweetie.
I'm sorry I've been so horrible. I know I've been getting worse for days.
I don't understand why you didn't just come and talk to us about it. Not let it all build up until it exploded like this.
Teely wouldn't let me. She thought in time we'd adjust and get used to things. But we won't, you know, Elle. And what do we do now?
It's no good worrying about it at the moment.
Worrying's all I seem to be able to do these days. You know Brian sent me an email, don't you?
Well, he said he'd emailed. What was in it?
He wasn't angry. He said he knew things were difficult, but that he'd like me to please do my job to the best of my ability till he came back. He also sent me a copy of my contract and told me to read it very carefully. I have.
Tell me.
I've put you both in an impossible situation. If you give me what I need, what we really can't go on here without having, we might as well tear up my contract and flush it down the waste disposal.
Oh, Bert, I'm sure we can work out some...
I don't think so, Elle. Not this time. I'm going to have to write to Shauna Sharon. And then... take Teely home to the colony.
You can't hit me!
There you go! Take that! And that! Damn that! Little rockers! Want some more of this? No! Not yet! Be careful! He'll be more behind you!
What?
Why, you sneaky little devil! Get this! Run!
Put me above door!
How dare you! Don't worry, I'll get him!
Ouch! Not funny!
You're racking up the point, all right. How can you hit him when he moves so far?
Because I shoot, I don't shout.
Level 3 complete. Player 1 leads 77,630 points to 950.
Running away with it, aren't you?
So it would seem. Computer, load level 4. This is sniper attack. Dismount and take cover.
Right.
Get your head further down, stupid, unless you fancy a change of fur color. Mind, that wouldn't hurt.
No need to be offensive, old boy.
I've told you before, don't... Oh, never mind. They'll start flying across soon. They're slower on this level. Shoot first and think afterwards. Don't let them hover.
Good shot! You, saw Teely the other day, I take it?
If it's any concern of yours, watch out!
And?
And what?
You leveled with her, as I suggested.
Of course. Well, that is... She thought I did.
What in Mercury's name?
You gave me the clue yourself. Appeal to her better nature. Oh, I spun her a lovely tale, Billy. I wish you could have heard it. Get down!
What do you mean?
Oh, for lead's sake. Computer, pause game.
Paused.
Are we playing Impact, or are you conducting a trial here?
What do you mean about spinning her a tail?
I told her we needed to find love.
You did what?
Well, of course, I printed it up a bit. I told her we had to find something Elfold didn't have. The quality that makes the humans care about things. Risk everything for someone. You know, stuff like that.
And she agreed to wear the monitor. I can see why she would. She'd think she was doing a good thing.
Oh, no. That'll come later if we wanted to. Just for now, our little Teely's going to pop about 100 billion Cyteria into one of those two humans.
What? She'd never agree to that!
She did, though. By the time I finished selling it to her, I almost brought a tear to my own eye. I've always found bitter nature highly overrated. It makes you so vulnerable.
How would you know? You don't have a bitter nature. Just bad and worse. You also seem to have malfunctioning brains. This is going to be a disaster.
Now, is that a nice way to talk to an elf in his own house? Told you that mouth of yours would get you in trouble. I thought the plan was brilliant myself. We get a coup we might have waited 1,000 years to achieve. We take a giant step forward way ahead of schedule, and we bring Little Miss Dynamite back under our thumb. When she finds out what those critters really do, she won't dare to bat an eyelash without our say-so. Anyway, you should be grateful I'm telling you any of this at all. You seem to forget that I'm in charge of this operation, which means cut the uranium, the job's done.
You won't get away with it!
Thinking of being a hero, are we? Don't try it, Bilby. While you've been here boring my ears off and cluttering up my private game room, the good little wifey's gone home to her husband for the weekend. Oh, and he won't be any help either because she's under strict orders not to tell him anything. So, shall we get on with it? Resume game. Nothing like a nice, relaxing game after a good week's work, don't you think, Bilby?
Just tell me one thing. What do those things do?
White hot, Bilby. White hot. You don't have clearance.
In your own time.
I'll tell you this, though. It won't be pretty. Don't let them hover, I said!
Game over.
Oh, definitely. I'd say that color's a change for the better. I win, Bilby. I guess you could say I pretty much win all the way around.
Silver! How's things been since then?
Well, okay. As okay as they can be. In a way, it would have made me feel better if they weren't.
Meaning?
Well, it's not very nice knowing that you're about to do something horrible to people who couldn't have been kinder to you, is it? Elle hasn't said a cross word to me all week since it happened.
No, she wouldn't have. Sick Elle.
I can hear, you know. I have ears. And that's not the first nasty remark I've heard you make either.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just difficult. You know.
Are you going to find it easier in a Lep Connolly in a cube with a curtain instead of a door and the family popping in and out whenever they feel like it?
They wouldn't do that.
They will, Teely. It's the Lep way.
For God's sake! Do we have to go and live on the moon before we can get 5 minutes alone without...
I'm sorry to disturb you, but Teely, can you please come in at 8 o'clock? We need to have a meeting. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help.
I don't think we're going to have the choice of where to live. I think they're going to kick us out.
I wouldn't blame them. Here, honey, let me help you pick up your things.
Thanks. Oh, but darling, I don't think it'll be so bad. We might be able to move out to the country, like you said. Then we could get a fresh start without too many relatives prying around. You could get a job. I could look for work. I'm sure they'd let me make our cube nice and cosy with a few... What? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, honey. I was just wondering why you're carrying this tiny little gun.
Where did you get that?
It must have come out of that glass egg thing that got broken when your bag fell. Why do you have it? What's it for?
Oh, nothing. It's something I have to do for work. Give it here.
Something for work? You mean you need this for your research into humans?
Yes. No. But please, give it here and don't ask questions.
Interesting.
Don't touch that!
I don't know much about elfin technology, but from the little I've heard, I'd say that's a hypodermic capsule. Come on, Zia, you'd better tell me. What's inside it and why have you brought it here?
I can't tell you!
Well, perhaps we'd better be safe rather than sorry. Shall I put it in the waste disposal, or maybe just stamp on it?
No, Bert! You could get me sent to the dock! All right, all right, I'll tell you the whole thing! Last Tuesday night, I came back late from work, and Garvey was already in my flat. He said he wanted me to do a secret job for the Bureau and the Whites. I've thought about it a lot since then, Bert, and there was just no way I could have refused. It's a good thing we're trying to do, a really good thing. It'll mean great advances for my people if I succeed.
So you agreed to inject a capsule full of cybernetic bacteria into Brian or Elle? Which one had you chosen, by the way, or do I even have to ask?
Well...
No need to say another word.
Well, why not? It won't hurt her.
And you know this for sure, do you, honey? Did someone trustworthy tell you? Someone who's known for being truthful, fair, honourable?
A goat.
It's okay, Zia. We had a close shave, but it's okay. We'll just get rid of it, and you'll have to think of a story for Garvey.
You don't know him, Bart. I've broken White Orders by even telling you. He could reclassify me to black, or even worse. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my darling, darling Bart. But I have to... What?
That won't work, honey. LEP Code Section 534, Paragraph 8. Wives cannot use the helping hand against their husbands. Now, I could freeze you, but please don't make me have to.
But, please, you must help me. If those Cytaria don't start transmitting information by the end of the day, Garvey will know I failed. Then God knows what will happen. Look, ask Gail to come in here. I'll put a sleep spell on her, and then pop. It's done. But, what are you doing?
Teely, I love you.
But, I don't believe you did that.
If they're as harmless as you say, then those Cytaria can study me. And if they're not, I'm a Shauna Sharon Lep, Teely. We never let anything or anyone endanger our humans.
Oh, darling. Oh, no.
Remember what I told you, Zia. I love you forever.
But, oh, my love. Help! 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 Somebody help me!
You've been listening to Bert's Place. For more information, archives, background material, and original artwork, please visit www.bertsplace.co.uk.